Unison members at 16 universities strike for a real pay rise. Mary Finch, Unison rep at King's College London, personal capacity. For the second year running, the Universities and Colleges Employer Association, UC, has implemented a below inflation pay rise, a real terms pay cut. Last year, it was 1.5%. This year, in a cost of living crisis, with RPI inflation over 12%, most university staff received a tiny 3% pay rise. 3% falls far short of Unison's pay claim, RPI plus 2%. That's why we are taking action again. But it is double last year's pay offer, and the highest increase for years, which shows that strikes get results. Unison represents professional services staff, everyone from admissions and exams to security and cleaning. Our members are some of the lowest paid staff, working long unsocial hours, and playing a critical role in keeping campuses open. We've strengthened the dispute with an additional 5 universities coming out, compared to the first wave of action earlier this year. September is a critical time for universities as they enroll new students, and often run massive programs of welcome and freshers events. We will cause significantly more disruption for our bosses when we walk out over the next few weeks. We can strengthen our position even further by linking up with other workers. University teaching staff in the University College Union, UCU, took 18 days of strike action this year, coordinated with Unison at several universities, and they are currently being balloted again. If we continue to escalate the action, get more universities out on strike, and coordinate our dispute with UCU and other striking workers, we could win a significantly improved pay offer.